I'm Mary Walter. That guy right there is Vince Collins.
Well, good morning. Phil Kirpin joins us now. He's the president of American Commitment and an obsessive watcher of what's going on in the Robert Menendez trial, which kicks off today. As we'll get some opening statements, I believe, at 9:30 this morning. Is that right, Phil?
Yeah, 9:30. Newark, New Jersey is going to become the center of the political universe, and the reporters, I assume, from all the major news outlets will have to go all the way from Manhattan to Newark, something they haven't done up to this point. And I hope we'll finally get some national media attention on it. It's not every day that a U.S. senator is on trial for bribery. It's a pretty rare kind of thing, so I hope this gets the attention it deserves.
Yeah, as it gets going, and you can kind of expect this in politics in general, but the Republican National Committee has already said that if there's a conviction here, that they're demanding that Menendez resign immediately. But as you're watching it, Phil, it doesn't appear that even if a conviction comes down, that Menendez is going to just give up the seat.
Well, you know, Democrats are already kind of telegraphing that they want him to stay, even if he's a convicted felon bribe taker, which I find kind of astonishingly cynical, even for them. They had Brad Woodhouse, former DNC spokesman, give a quote to the New York Times that was something along the lines of, well, if he's convicted, he doesn't need to be in any rush to resign. And it's kind of like, well, okay. You know, the New York Times actually said the right thing 2.5 years ago when he was indicted. They said he should resign based on the indictment, which I agreed with. I mean, given the astonishing revelations here, the massive gifts of international jet travel on a private jet to luxury resorts, partying with supermodels, all of this, and in return he's trying to, you know, he's getting the visas for the girls, and he's trying to get the Medicare fraud investigation dropped. It was money stolen from me and you and all the other taxpayers in a Medicare fraud scheme that was paying for this international luxury lifestyle for these guys, and you know, just all of the revelations here, even if they somehow get off on some legal technicality, they've got Abby Lowell, one of the greatest defense lawyers in the country, even if they somehow get off on some kind of technicality, just the fact pattern, what we know, what they don't dispute, should have easily been enough for him to resign from the Senate or be expelled, and yet he stayed there as an indicted senator for 2.5 years while he pursued frivolous appeals and so forth, delaying the trial as long as possible, and now Democrats are kind of saying, look, well, even if he's convicted, he should hang around the Senate for 2 or 3 more months until we can have a Democratic governor in New Jersey, because politics are more important than ethics, and they don't want Governor Christie to be able to appoint his replacement, and so they're going to have all kinds of ridiculous excuses on why a convicted felon bribe taker should remain in the Senate if he is in fact convicted. And I think the RNC is absolutely right to focus on this, because I think it's going to be a huge opportunity for Republicans to spotlight the fact that Democrats by and large are ethically compromised, not just Senator Menendez, but all of his Senate Democratic colleagues who seem to be perfectly fine with him in the Senate, not just as an indicted senator, which he has been for 2.5 years, but potentially even as a senator convicted of taking bribes.
And here's where you surprise me. None of this surprises me. You know, the Democrats are wonderful at controlling the message, as you said. The media hasn't even been covering this at all. I don't expect the media to cover this. The media is going to bury this so that it is nothing. There is nothing made of this, and he can continue to serve as an indicted senator. That's exactly what's going to happen. And as far as the hubris on the part of the Democrats, again, it doesn't surprise me. There's always been a double standard for corruption, for misdeeds, whereas Republicans are even asked by their own party members to resign.
Always.
Democrats
Mary,
circle the wagon.
Look at what happened with Aaron Schock. The congressman from Illinois, who's a Republican, was accused of taking corrupt gifts and that kind of thing, and undisclosed expenditures. And he resigned immediately when he was indicted. And he's got a pretty good trial defense. I think his trial defense is actually stronger than what Menendez has. But Republicans don't stick around and stay in office and try to fight off criminal charges and say they're staying to the bitter end. Because if they did, every other Republican would be asked about it every single day until they back down, and there would just be constant political pressure from the media. And it's the exact opposite with Democrats. And I'll give you another even stronger example that's really on point with this, which is what happened when Ted Stevens was convicted in 2008. The Republican from Alaska was convicted on felony charges, and every senator, with one exception, his best friend Democrat Daniel Inouye from Hawaii, said he should not resign. But every other senator said he should resign, including John McCain, including Mitch McConnell. Jim DeMint led the charge for him to resign, and they they all said, look, he'll be expelled if he doesn't resign. And the Democrats, and you can still find this press release on democrats.senate.gov, I wonder if they're going to scrub it or not, but when Ted Stevens was convicted, they put out a press release on the official Senate Democrats website that said a convicted felon will not be allowed to serve in the U.S. Senate. That was the headline. And it said in the press release further down that regardless of any appeals that might be available, we will not tolerate a felon in the Senate. If he doesn't resign, he'll be expelled. Well, they are now, if Menendez is convicted here sometime in the next month or so, they're going to say exactly the opposite of that. Oh, he has the right to appeal. Let's not be hasty. Let's not rush.
Yes.
And they're just going to try to run out the clock until the inauguration of the next governor in New Jersey. It's going to be transparently political. But they might get away with it. You look at the tone of the coverage right now. They take as a given that, oh, of course he won't resign.
Well, let's see if there's a live demo of hypocrisy in our future. Phil Kirpin, thank you. We'll be checking in with you again as the trial continues. Appreciate it, sir.
Have a good one.